Famous words in the parasha. Reina tadil fanecha yoyim v'sachayim v'satoy v'samov v'sara. Rei, behold, I'm putting before you two options. There's the root of chayim, toiv. Flip side is the choice of mavis and ra. Two very clear, two very distinct choices. Sometimes not so clear to us, but essentially there are two very clear, distinct choices. The pasuk continues a little further on. Now when you see this choice, what should you do? V'charta v'chayim v'manticha v'sarecha. Go ahead and choose life. Famous words, v'charta v'chayim. Everyone's very hard time with this for different reasons. But what exactly is tziva is a b'charta v'chayim? You already have, you are instructed already to mekayim kol tzarei kula. What exactly changes here? Now, the first suggests that essentially one does not really have free will, one does not really have b'chira. Technically, Hashem doesn't tell a person, look, you want to do a mitzvah, it's great. If you don't want to, it's also great, do what you want. He doesn't tell you that. He tells you, you want to do a mitzvah, great. If not, there's a reckoning. There's a coming time when you have to pay the bill for this. So essentially, if you understand that doing one thing will get you a reward and one thing can get you pretty bad shape, it's not really much of a choice. If one really understood where the options lead, there really isn't much of a choice at all. So how can one say that one is being b'chayim? What is exactly the tziva? I'm giving you two choices in front of you. And the first suggests that in truth we have one choice and one choice alone. Because every single mitzvah in the Torah we have to do. When it comes to keeping kosher, you don't have an option to eat something that's not kosher. I mean, you can go and do it, but you're going to suffer the consequences. You don't have a legitimate choice. You do have a choice, so when you have that food in front of you, and you decide not to eat it, are you doing it because the halacha is you can't eat it, and that alone? Or b'charta b'chayim, you are choosing not to eat it because you understand it's the right thing. In other words, you can choose and be a chooser in doing what's right and what's wrong. Essentially, your decision is, am I forced? Am I doing it because I understand what's right, and I understand the choices, and I'm by my own free volition, I'm making the same choice which I would anyways have to do? Essentially, this is a replay in our daily life that we see by Har Sinai. There's, on one hand, there's a couple named Hakigigas. They were told, if you don't accept the Torah, you're doomed. That's it, it's over. On the other hand, there's an Asaf and Ishma. Both, it's certainly essential to understand that we have a hechek, we have to do what we're doing, because we don't have a choice. And one can't say one day, you know, today I'm not in the mood, I'm not interested. On the other hand, one has to understand that the level one is supposed to strive for and aim for is to be a boicher, to do it machmas bechira, to do it because he wants to do it. And the pasuk in that context, what I would imagine would be following would be, if you want to pass it over to your children, what the Yerushalmi learns from here at the Chiv, to train your son to have a proper life. If you want him to have a proper life, what you have to do is go ahead and do it as a chooser. If you do it because you're choosing and you understand it's right and not wrong, you understand what the correct choices are, those are choices your children will understand and carry on. To stand off with this, perhaps in this context, we can understand the whole framework that Rosh Hashanah Davening consistently goes over and over again talking about Malchus Shemayim. We hope for Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. Mashiach is not about the Yom HaDin. So why are we talking so much about Mashiach? And perhaps the same type of concept. The difference between someone who has to and someone who chooses, someone who has to pays the bill and he's done. Someone who chooses, someone who's rooting for something wants it to go to the fullest extent. Someone who's rooting for a team wants it to win a championship. Someone who's rooting for a business wants to be the biggest business, you know, the biggest enterprise in the world. And someone who's rooting for real, for Malchus Shemayim, will only be happy when he sees Malchus Shemayim the entire world. And by saying, I want to see Malchus Shemayim, I'm essentially saying, I want this, and I'm in it for real, I'm not doing it with a hechris.